A special boat navigated the waters of Onondaga Lake.
Happy to be with you today for the Honeywell Most Summer Science Week. Gonna help you identify birds today.
70 middle schoolers from around the area were on the boat, identifying birds.
Large white birds over there?
Look at them. They're right there.
Swans.
See them over there?
Getting close and personal with some of the fish.
Hold it very gently. If he flops, he'll be okay.
Oh my god.
And asking questions about the state of the lake.
The mercury in the fish, is that threatening any of the bird populations?
It potentially can.
But why is this boat just so special? Well, Honeywell Syracuse Program Director John McCullough hopes that he's carrying a boat of 70 future scientists.
And so we want our students to learn about some of the science that's going on Onondaga Lake so that they get enthusiastic about pursuing careers in science and math.
On board was 13-year-old Jeffrey Bush. He wants to be an environmental engineer.
pH has always fascinated me, and the pH has a lot to do with what's going on here and the cleanup of Onondaga Lake.
When it came time to learn about the Onondaga Lake cleanup project, the kids' ears perked up.
I want to be able to swim in the lake and to have our generation's children be able to swim in the lake and be able to fish in the lake and have our lives be around the lake.
They learn about, you know, what's caused the contamination issues in the past. They can work to prevent that kind of thing from happening in the future and become stewards, environmental stewards, going forward.
Exhibit project manager at the Most, Peter Plumley, is also looking toward the future for these kids, but in the more short term.
These kids are going into ninth grade. It's the first grade where they need to pass to advance, and half of them don't make it. So we want to give these kids confidence that when they go and take science in ninth grade, that they've already done science. So that's one of our goals, is to get these kids through high school.
This is the ninth year for Honeywell's Summer Science Program. The camp runs through the rest of the week. Sarah Breckville, WAER News.